Between 2008 and 2017, Purdue Pharma made almost $20 billion selling opioids in Virginia. At the same time, thousands of Virginians overdosed and died. Attorney General Mark Herring says members of the Sackler family, who own Purdue, knew how harmful the drugs were, yet they still pushed them and profited from them.
They lived and are today living a life of unimaginable wealth and comfort. Meanwhile, families across Virginia and around the country have been devastated by an opioid crisis that was fueled by their lies and their deceit.
Virginia also alleges that as lawsuits against Purdue began to build up, the family transferred billions of dollars out of the company's assets and into their personal accounts, all in an effort to make sure the money wouldn't be part of a court settlement or be awarded as damages to alleged victims. I'm Mallory Nopaine.